Thanks for tuning in to this episode of Once a DJ. If you'd like to support the show, then head to onceadj.com/support to find out how you can help. If you'd like to get in touch with any feedback or suggestions, email onceadjpodcast@gmail.com. Once a DJ is produced by the good people at Remote Control. If you'd like to find out more about working with them, head to remote-ctrl.co.uk. Time for the show. Once a DJ is brought to you with the support of Vinyl Underground Record Store. Since 1993, VU has been shipping new and used underground house, techno, disco, hip-hop, soul and more worldwide from Northampton in the UK. They are your go-to store for upfront releases, repressed classics and deep digging for undiscovered gems. And they're a great crew to deal with who really care about the music and their customers. To show the support to the Once a DJ community, they're giving you 10% off your next order. Just head to vinylunderground.co.uk and use the code onceadj10 at checkout. You also get free UK delivery on all orders over £100. That's onceadj10 at vinylunderground.co.uk. Welcome back to Once a DJ. This week, rather than being a normal episode, it's just a little update show. So there's going to be a couple of things from my side and a couple of things from some of the former guests. I'm having a couple of weeks off from publishing just because it's a good time to take stock of where the show's at, where time needs to be spent and where it doesn't, how best to grow it and all that sort of stuff. Big shout out to Naibo for helping work through this. It's really nice to have someone to kind of brainstorm things with and get a bit of advice from someone who's outside of it, because sometimes when you're too much in the middle of something you can't see the wood for the trees. So that's been really helpful, and should be making a few changes going forwards. So we'll be back in the first week of September with a new show. All being well, that'll be going on YouTube as well. I'm also working on a new partnership with a new discount code for a record store, so keep your ears peeled for that. If you haven't seen it, I've booked Keb Darge for a gig in my hometown of Derby on October the 11th. It's going to be a set of 60s garage punk with loads of rarities, as is Keb's way, and it's going to kick off with a bit of a Q&A. So it's something a bit different in terms of a gig, and it's an opportunity to hear some more of his amazing stories. Hit me up for some more details if you need, or I'll be doing another post soon. But really, if you're in the East Midlands or it's easy for you to get down, it should be a really good night. While on the subject of Keb, a director set up a Kickstarter campaign to finish a documentary about him, so I'll stick that link in the show notes as well. The trailer looks awesome, so fingers crossed it gets going. Do check it out if you can. Over in Brazil, former guest T. Cardacy, after working with and for numerous labels over the years, he's set up a new label, Bainho do Brasil, which is all 7 inches related to Brazil. Again, I'll pop a link in the show notes, and be sure to follow it because they've had the test pressings out, so the 7 inches will be imminent and they'll go quickly, and it'll be some real hard to find and well curated stuff because this is kind of part of everything that T does. Another former guest and dance music mogul, Nick Hawks, has released a new podcast series called Talking Matters, available on all the main podcast platforms. This is cool because it's quite simply just interesting conversations with interesting people. So it goes way beyond the world of electronic music and DJs, because he's talking to explorers, war photographers, plane crash survivors and more. So really worth checking out. And finally, former guest Cutmaster Swift and his partner in crime and upcoming guest DJ Pogo have started a new project, Swift & P, specialising in 7-inch re-edits and mashups. So be sure to check out swiftandp.bandcamp.com for the digitals, or dinktrecords.com for the 7-inches. Going to be loads of fresh and funky mashups for you there. That's all for now, so I'll be back in 2 weeks with a man who's done a shed load for the turntablist community and knows how to make a great cup of tea. That's all I can say now. Thanks for listening as always. Any thoughts or feedback, get in touch on onceadjpodcast@gmail.com or instagram.com/onceadjpodcast. Thanks for listening. See you soon. Yeah.
was nice.